Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Susie Batiste is here, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She's the founder and the CEO of a company called Poopery. Not Potpourri, Poopery. And she's a great entrepreneurial. She's a great entrepreneur, and just her story is a wonderful American entrepreneurial story. And I've asked her to join us not only to tell us about her product, but to tell us about her journey as an entrepreneur. Susie Batiste, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your success. It makes me smile every time I meet someone like you who started from drop dead nothing, from absolutely a whole cloth, blank sheet, maybe barely two nickels to rub together, and you turned it into a great, basically a global success right now. And I want you to tell the audience, what was going on in the very first moments, if you look back at the kernel of the idea that got you headed in this direction, what was going on then?
Well, actually, I was at a family gathering, and my brother-in-law said, what if odor could be trapped on the toilet? And he had tried for 2 years to do this. He said, I think could block it. And I
so
was
wait, let me see if I get this straight. You're at a family gathering?
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff your family talks about when they get together? Is that what you're saying?
It is.
Okay,
it is.
Okay, all right. I need to be invited. I need to come to your gatherings. They sound like more fun than mine. Go ahead.
They're a lot of fun. And the concept was fascinating to me. And I work with essential oils.
Now, this was your brother. Did your brother ask you this?
Yeah. I said I could do that. He had tried for 2 years and couldn't
do it.
What
made you think you could? Was this the first time you heard about this?
First time I'd ever even heard of it.
And all of a sudden, that just set you on fire, didn't it?
It did. It was the biggest challenge. As an entrepreneur, I love challenges, you know? And I went, hold on, oil floats on water. I think I could do this.
So this was like a mountaintop experience for you when you thought that, right?
It totally is. Like, can you climb it? I really thought it was going to be easier than it was, I'll tell you, Jim. It took me 9 months of a lot of research and a lot of testing.
Right.
Not exactly pleasant situations all the time.
Exactly. Would you like to discuss that? the testing and all that? But what about... So go ahead. Go talk us through the process.
Yeah, so I decided to research which oils I thought could control malodor. So I took a scientific approach. I had a laundry list of oils, and I started just experimenting every single day, making different potions and different, you know, blends and mixtures, and I would send my husband.
Right.
So during the day, I would formulate, and in the morning were the testing periods, you know? So
right,
I would send him in the bathroom and say, honey, go in there, try that. What do you think? And he would come out, and I think
when he went in, didn't he say, well, I think you'll know in a minute. Did he say something like that?
I think a lot of days he was mad and he knew it didn't work. He sent me in there anyway. But one day he actually walked out of the bathroom. It was about 9 months later, and he was honestly pretty tired of it, Jim. You know, he was kind of over that situation.
Because now it's turned into homework, right?
It's homework, and he's like, oh, my gosh, what is this woman doing? It's not going to work. And one day he came out of the bathroom. He's holding the bottle up beside his head, and he said, oh, my God, we're going to be millionaires.
I'll be darned.
And I said, what? It works? So we didn't know whether we were disillusioning ourselves, right? Like, are we just tired of doing
it? Or if he was just trying to get you to stop, right?
Exactly. So we sent it out to about 10 or 12 friends, and every one of them had rave reviews. So I, as an entrepreneur, I didn't go into developing the product thinking I'm going to create this, you know, global poo-dominating product.
Right.
I set off, it was a challenge. And once it was created, it was so good, it had to come to market.
Right. Yeah, it marketed itself, basically. Well, so I'm not going to get you to tell us your secret recipe, but it's oil-based, right?
Yes, it is.
And a lot of fragrances, I'm sure.
Yep, natural compounds and essential
natural
oils.
Natural compounds, all that sort of things. So then what happened next? You guys were not rich, right? You weren't wealthy people.
Oh,
you didn't have a lot of resources, and so here you are in you know, middle class folks and trying to make a living, and so what do you do with this big idea?
That's a really great question. What we did is I actually ended up calling manufacturers and saying, I need somebody to make this product for me. I knew I couldn't make it out of the kitchen and sustain.
Right.
You know, this is not a sustainable plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally begged a manufacturer to make me 1,000 bottles because most wanted 10, 20, you know, 40,000 bottles.
Right.
And I was like, number one, we can't afford that. Number two, what am I going to do with all of it if it doesn't work?
Right.
So I found someone, begged them. They helped me. We made 1,000 bottles, and I thought, well, heck, I'll put them in the trunk of my car and sell them if I have to because I'm an entrepreneur, right? That's what we do.
I'm sorry I missed that those early stages. I would have followed you around just to watch that. That would have been fascinating. Go ahead. So then what happened?
So we bought 1,000 bottles. My husband built a small website. Now, remember, I'd had friends testing it, so they were already advocates.
Right.
They loved
the
product. So I said, do you mind sending this out to your friends and telling them how much you love the product?
Folks, did you hear what she's doing? She's trying to see if she can create customers. This is the thing. Before she tried to get funding, folks, this is so important. Before she tried to get funding, before she started saying, I need an investor, before she did any of this other stuff, she said, will customers use this? That was the most important thing that you did, Susie.
It is, absolutely. And I see entrepreneurs do that a lot. And, you know,
but I see a lot of
business cards.
But I talk to people who say, I'll say, what are you doing? Well, I've got a startup. I said, okay, where are you in the startup process? And I say, well, I'm looking for funding. And I say, okay, well, what are your customers? who are your customers? I say, oh, I don't have any customers. I'm just looking for funding. You know, and that's the opposite of the way you should do it. The way you did it is the right way.
Yep. So we had this website, and we started getting online orders. We ran it over to a local radio station. We did kind of guerrilla-style, you know, marketing.
Right, right.
Ran it over to a radio station and said, try this. They talk about it on air. I had a friend that said,
I can imagine the morning drives guys having a big time with this.
Oh, they loved it. Are you kidding me? It's perfect radio talk.
Right,
I mean,
it was like a free license to talk about poo on the radio.
They couldn't have,
it gave them new material for months, I'm sure. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
So then what happened?
And then we had a friend that had a store, and they said, hey, one of my friends has a store. Do you mind selling to them?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, no, great. So I delivered their first order. And the next day I get a call from another store saying, hey, my friend bought the product. It just kept going on and on, word of mouth.
Folks, it's in 9,000 stores across America. In 100 countries it's available. Poo-pourri. The inventor, Susie Batiz, is going to be back with me after these messages. We're going to talk about how did she make that happen. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.